Earlier this spring, Danny Snigaroff visited the campsite where he'd be teaching younger folks how to fish and hunt.
In culture camp, we don't need no hot dog, no beef hamburger, nothing. We all need a food.
Sea lion, caribou, seal, that's what Snigaroff and other Unangan elders grew up eating, and they're still staples in Atka. That's because most residents are living a traditional subsistence lifestyle, but it's not as common in other Aleutian communities.
There's just not been a whole lot of transmission of all of that knowledge and skills.
That's Crystal Dushkin, the Director of Cultural Affairs for Atka's Tribal Council. She helped organize the community's first ever culture camp last summer, putting traditional foods at the center made sense.
It's very specialized, you know. It's not something that you could learn out of any kind of books. Sure, you could learn anatomy and all kinds of things about animals, but you can't learn what these elders have to teach from any book.
Or in a classroom. That's why the camp is being held on Korovan Beach in Atka. It's a good place to learn about hunting and gather plants, and it's a good place to actually make camp.
We'll have all our meals and sleep out in the tents, whoever wants to.
Right up until the last day. It falls on a Russian Orthodox holiday, so to honor Saints Peter and Paul and celebrate the end of camp, the village will hold a potluck, gathering around the foods that have sustained a culture for centuries. For KUCB, I'm Lauren Rosenthal.